At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Friday somehow. I had the under. Welcome to the program. It's a meat Friday. I think we have kebabs on the Traeger. We'll give you an update as soon as I know what exactly is on the menu. Say good morning to our radio and TV partners, including affiliates in Idaho Falls. That would be 980 AM. Also, Mobile, Alabama, 105.5 WNSPFM. Austin, Texas, 103.1 KVET. Thank you for being part of the nearly 400 cities around America that carry this program. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. Phone calls are welcome. Also, emails, tweets, all the above. We say good morning to Peacock, our streaming partner, and also the Fox Sports Radio lineup as well. Steelers beat the Cowboys. We're not quite sure about Dak Prescott's injury and not quite sure on Deshaun Watson's availability. We'll explore those topics coming up. Also, Vince Carter covering the Olympics for NBC Sports. We'll talk to Vince about Team USA facing France. And also, you had 21 years ago, coming up in September, Vince goes to the Olympics and dunks on Frederick Weiss of the French national team. And if you haven't seen it, Google it. But I was wondering, who owns the rights to that dunk, the NFT? If Vince wanted to sell that dunk where he's jumping over a player who's 7'2", could Vince say to NBC, to the Olympic Committee, hey, can we share in the profits of an NFT? Because that's one of the most famous dunks in history. And I'll ask Vince about that. I don't know if he's thought about that, but Vince Carter will join us coming up a little bit later on. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Cancel your plans this weekend. 19 former players will be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So that's a lot of speeches. It's going to take 2 days to do it. I hope they can cram it all in 2 days. Wide range of inductees. You got Peyton Manning leading the way. And he'll have a little pressure to be entertaining, guy who's hosted Saturday Night Live. but he normally delivers. It's cool that Tom Brady's flying in to support his old rival. And then it's a total grab bag because they have a special centennial class from 2020 that'll be honored. If you want wide receivers, you got it. Calvin Johnson, Isaac Bruce, Cliff Branch, Harold Carmichael. Defenders, Troy Polamalu, Charles Woodson, John Lynch, Donnie Shell, Steve Atwater. You need coaches. We got coaches. Jimmy Johnson, Bill Cowher. Contributors like the former commissioner Paul Tagliabue, the late great from NFL Films Steve Sable. I know the Pro Football Hall of Fame is a little more lax than other sports as far as the number of people they induct. But if you're a fan of football history, it's a great celebration, a long celebration, but a nice celebration to the men who gave so much to the game that we love. Watching last night, I love to see the little side stories. You know, Najee Harris from Alabama, I wanted to see how many reps he got, how many carries he got. And they went to him right away. And, you know, I'm listening to Troy Aikman, and Troy said they think he's a three down back. Well, that's extremely valuable for this Steeler team. I wondered about their offensive line. That'll be a work in progress the entire year. And then with the Cowboys, I didn't think I was going to see anything on offense that was going to be something that impact what's going to happen in the regular season. Not in the first game. But I was curious about the defense and the kind of defense that they're going to play. I did love Micah Parsons as a draft pick for the Cowboys, but they do have linebackers. They've had linebackers. They just can't stay healthy. And I think that's what's interesting here when you look at Micah Parsons. They actually told him to slow down last night. Like, he was so fired up. And I think he had 10 tackles before halftime. He wanted to go out there high motor, and it was on display last night. You know, typically low-scoring game, but the bigger news is really the guy who didn't play, and that's Dak Prescott. Because when you listen to what Dak is saying about the injury, and, you know, is this just a muscle tweak? Nobody's talking about the ankle injury. Like, you would have thought that that would have been still the topic of conversation, but it hasn't been. And now it's this mysterious shoulder injury twinge. And the fact that Jay Glazer reported that the Cowboys are talking to the Rangers, the Texas Rangers, about maybe this is something that pitchers experience. I know it's not supposed to be a big deal, but Troy Aikman said last night, I think there's more to this. That's all I needed. So here's a former Cowboy quarterback and obviously plugged in, and he's saying, I think this is a little more than what they're letting on. I don't know what that means. When it's day-to-day, that's a little trickier as well here. Exactly what is this? And can it become something a lot bigger? I know because it's the Cowboys and it's Dak Prescott, it's already become bigger. But just to keep an eye on how serious could this be right now? Yes, Eden.
Because that isn't the kind of thing that Troy Aikman would just say.
No.
Like just, oh, I don't know, I got a gut feeling, and just throw that out there like that, right? I mean, you would think that he has some information.
Yes, I would think so. When I heard that, you know, because if you're doing the game or you're around the Cowboys constantly, Troy is always asked about the Cowboys. He might be asked about Aaron Rodgers, maybe, you know, Ben Roethlisberger. He's asked about the Cowboys. And Troy is, you know, he's plugged in. It doesn't take long for him to go, and let me make a call. And I can make one call and say, hey, what's the deal here with Dak? I know you don't want it to be bigger than what it is, but it's going to be because it's the Cowboys. And that's what just bears watching. And I was surprised at that. It feels like the Cowboys don't know exactly what it is and how severe it could get. But, you know, you're not going to have surgery. It's August. You're not having surgery. So I'm guessing you're going to be able to play through this. But Troy's comment, though, caught my attention last night. Yeah, McLovin.
Should we start the Nick Foles rumor before everyone else gets to it?
Oh, my God.
They got to get him before the Colts do. I mean, they got to do something.
Well, if the Colts don't get him, then Phillip Rivers goes to the Cowboys.
Although they do like this Garrett Gilbert. Remember Garrett Gilbert? We were excited about him back in the day, like a long time ago.
Were we?
I feel like he was like a name, like a number one overall recruit who never really worked out kind of guy.
I think he was a big high school guy. Didn't his dad play in the NFL? Is his dad Gail Gilbert? I mean, I'm old. Did Gail Gilbert play at like Cal? Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, I think you're right. His dad, he was at Texas and went to SMU. He bounced around.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gail Gilbert. Yeah. I don't remember him. Was he any good or it's...
He was okay.
Played for the Seahawks, Bills, and Chargers.
Yeah. Serviceable, as we like to say. This program brought to you by M-Drive. M-Drive Boost and Burn. Go to mdrivedan.com. Free shipping, 60-day guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Yes, Paul.
Gail Gilbert's claim to fame, I don't know if you'd want this known. He's the only player in NFL history to be on five consecutive Super Bowl teams, none of which won.
He was a backup on all four of the Buffalo Bills. And then the following year, the Chargers go to the Super Bowl, and he was the backup quarterback. Who was the Chargers quarterback? It wasn't Chris Chandler.
Not Neil O'Donnell.
No.
Stan Humphries?
Stan Humphries. I think so. Good call.
They're all the same guy.
Yeah, kind of. Kind of. All right, what kind of poll question you got, McLovin?
All right, we got some Hall of Fame-related poll questions.
All right.
Okay, I'll start with the easy one. At their peak, who is the best receiver you saw play? Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson, who's going in this weekend, Jerry Rice. I guess maybe put Julio Jones, but not. So it's not longevity, because obviously Randy Moss and Jerry Rice are 1-2 probably on that. But at their best game, is there any argument for Calvin Johnson?
Well, there's an argument for him.
Single season all-time record for yards.
Yeah, and he had that performance against the Cowboys where I think he had 329 receiving yards in a game against Dallas. Randy Moss was, I go back to when he was playing at Marshall, and I just remember Chad Pennington threw a pass, and he caught it over the middle, and it was about a 15-yard in, and I just remember I had not seen somebody that big be that athletic. And he was the best player on the field. It wasn't even close. Yeah, see.
You know who kind of I might put in there somewhere in that list of just unstoppable wide receivers when you everybody knew they were getting the ball and it still didn't matter. They still put up 250 yards on you. Antonio Brown. There was a window there that he was about as unstoppable as it gets.
Yeah, he was getting you 120, 130 catches. Yeah. And you know, obviously a lot smaller than Moss. And Calvin Johnson. You know, Jerry Rice was just surgical. It wasn't anything where you go, oh, my God, Jerry Rice is unbelievable. You just sort of – Larry Fitzgerald is sort of similar to Jerry Rice in that you look up and you go, how many catches he got? For how many yards? But I do remember the Super Bowl in New Orleans, the Niners against the Broncos, and that's where it wasn't fair trying to cover Jerry Rice. I just remember that they could have scored as many times throwing to Jerry Rice as they wanted to in that game. Yeah, McLovin.
So can you argue that Randy Moss is the most talented receiver, but Jerry Rice is still the GOAT? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, similar like
Aaron Rodgers to Tom Brady? Yeah, Paul.
Randy Moss's season with Tom Brady, the first season, 98 catches, 1,500 yards, 23 touchdowns. Yeah. 23.
But the percentage there of touchdowns to receptions, has anybody had something better than that ratio?
He has. His rookie year, he had 69 catches and 17 touchdowns.
Okay.
That means one of every four times he touched the ball, it was in the end zone.
Make sure you pick up a bag of Penny's Bang Biscuits. She's our house dog, and 20% of all Bang Biscuit sales given back to handpicked partners in the pet industry. Gourmet biscuits made from scratch using healthy, all-natural ingredients. Go to danpatrick.com. While you're there, check out the T-shirts that we have, and get ready, because pretty soon you'll be able to order the DP Show calendar. Plenty of nudity, just like you asked for. Oh, no, you didn't ask for that. That's right. But we give it to you. Plenty of nudity.
Do you want to actually sell this? Is this going to help?
Yes. I think, you know, remember when rap CDs, albums used to come with that warning label.
Parental advisory?
Yeah, I think we need a little parental advisory with this calendar there. Pretty much every month, nudity. We are big in the prison world. All right, what else do you have, McLovin?
Okay, I have a poll that's really designed to annoy one person.
Okay.
See if you could tell me who.
All right.
Jimmy Johnson is one of three coaches to win a Super Bowl and a national title. Jimmy Johnson, Pete Carroll, and Barry Switzer. Who is the most disappointing college coach who tried out the NFL, his NFL experience? Nick Saban, Steve Spurrier, Chip Kelly, Bobby Petrino, who you might remember coached 13 games for the Falcons, or Jim Harbaugh, because you can't beat Ohio State.
Wait, so give me the wording on this.
Most disappointing great college coach in the NFL. Okay. Nick Saban, who actually would probably win that poll. Steve Spurrier, Chip Kelly, Bobby Petrino, and kind of his dig at Rich, Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, but Harbaugh was good in the NFL.
Yeah, no, no. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. He's been disappointing in college.
I'm disappointed in your disappointment.
Oh, man, I was so fired up about Harbaugh. I was looking at a list of coaches.
I was sitting there trying to figure what out.
Yeah, like, wait, I thought he was good in the NFL.
He went to a Super Bowl.
He should have stayed.
Who is the most disappointing NFL coach in college? Dick Vermeil, Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, my God. No. So most disappointing college coach in the NFL.
Yeah, did you realize Jimmy Johnson was only, there was only been three guys who did it at both levels at the Super Bowl era? Jimmy, Pete Carroll, and Barry Switzer. But Switzer?
Yeah, that's Jimmy's. That title also belongs to, you know, partially belongs to Jimmy Johnson. He built that roster. Basically, Barry Switzer said, how do I not screw this up? Yeah, Paulie.
I'm going to throw out Chip Kelly, and I like him. We've had him on the show. He's great. And so this is not personal. But his first two years with Philly, 2013, 2014, 10-6, 10-6, and made Nick Foles throw like 28 touchdowns and two picks. It felt like it was going very well. And then he goes 6-9, leaves, goes to San Francisco, goes 2-14. It felt really good those first 2 years.
Yeah.
His style, the quick style.
I would say Spurrier, because you know the old ball coach was great in college and then got to Washington and I don't think he wanted to have anything to do with the defense. But, yeah. Like, certain personalities work. That's why I'm curious about Urban Meyer. Can that personality work? And, you know, is he in it for the long haul? And you know, he's a great football mind. But you know, to be able to do it when you want to do it, like you can in college, or you have to follow all of these guidelines and protocols in the NFL. I don't know if he has the patience for the minutia that goes along with that job. Because in college, you can just delegate. You can just say, all right, hey, just come back to me, get that taken care of, go to the compliance person or whatever it might be. And now you can say he doesn't have to recruit, and you're right. But that college atmosphere, we're seeing that with Joe Judge with the Giants. We're seeing that with Urban Meyer. Does it work? How long does it work? You know, those are the curious things that I have here. All right, we'll take a break. We'll settle on a poll question here, and we'll check in with what happened with the game last night, the Cowboys and the Steelers. Vince Carter will join us on loan from NBC Sports as well. A lot to get to on this program, this Meet Friday. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Traeger Grills. Now, I'm told that we have their skewers. Is there a difference in what we were supposed to have, McLovin? These are called skewers.
Oh, okay. So that's another word for kebab, I think.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. So we have barbecue chicken, pineapple skewers. We have the Asian-style grilled beef skewers and spicy shrimp skewers.
Now, I've been told that a lot of people who grill at home tend to dry out kebabs, but you know that's not going to happen here.
Not on the Traeger. That's the one thing that stands out more than anything else. The moisture stays in. Yes, Todd?
I'm looking at a definition that says, skewer is a long pin normally made of metal or wood used to secure food during cooking, while kebab is British, a dish of pieces of meat, fish, or vegetables roasted on a skewer or spit.
One is a tool and one is the concept of it, I think. Check out the Traeger grill. They got Wi-Fi technology. I could control the grill right here from my desk outside, all four of those grills. They got a lot of great things there for you, a lot of great products, and 6-in-1 versatility. TraegerGrills.com/DP Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Play of the day coming up. Settle on a poll question. I'm not a soccer insider, but I'm going to play one on TV. Big news with Lionel Messi. I'm going to call the shot. He's going to Paris Saint-Germain, PSG. Yeah. I don't know what he's going to cost, but I'll call the shot here. Lionel Messi. Fritzy did reach out to Lionel Messi to see if he wanted to join us.
Why not?
Did we get any response from anybody?
We have not.
Okay.
We reached out to teams and shoe companies and all kinds of stuff.
Okay, all right. But apparently not going to play for Barca. And so where's he going to go? I figure he might be, he's not old enough to come to the United States for MLS. He's not ready for that. In 2 years, he will be. He'll take a victory tour in the United States. Yes, Paul.
What do we do if we get a call in the next half hour from Messi's agent said, yep, you know what? He's a big fan of the DP show. Mm. Love to come on and chop it up.
Mm-hmm.
And we ask, the first question would be, where are you going to play next? What else are we asking, do you think?
Why is it Lionel and not Lionel?
Right.
That would be my second question. Are you more important, impactful to your sport than Wayne Gretzky was to hockey? I don't know if he knows who Wayne Gretzky is, but these are some of the questions that I have for Lionel Messi.
What if he came back and said, you know what, I think of myself more as like a smaller Lemieux. You know, he just came right back.
Yeah, I'm more of a Jaromir Jagr. Yeah, Seton.
If he called in, though, and said 5'7", 150, that would be just an all-timer.
Yeah, that'd be great.
5'7", 150, first time, long time.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I'd ask him how much he hates the CR7, just to get that started. Do they have a rivalry? Like, do they? I know it's like who's the best player, but do they like each other?
Yeah. Supposedly, they like each other a lot. They're both supposed to be, like, great guys.
Oh.
Although they don't, like, go out to dinner and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There was a... They had an interview at the Ballon d'Or.
Ooh.
And they were saying to each other, like, maybe once they retire, they'll grab dinner or something. But they seem to be cool.
Huh. All right. Yeah, so Messi's out there. Somebody. I saw where Lane Kiffin, the old Miss head coach, sent out a tweet saying, hey... If you want to do kickoffs and extra points, we got a spot here for you. I mean, hey, take a shot. Who knows? Messi may say, hey, I've done all I can do in soccer. And what about the Premier League? That's what I was curious about. If somebody like Man City, I don't know who's, you know, which Russian billionaire is throwing out $100 million here? Where could he go? Who could afford him? Yeah, see.
Pep Guardiola just said a little while ago that it's not happening.
He's not going to the Premier League?
Or he's not going to Man City.
To you? Like this is
to me personally,
this?
Yeah.
Wait, you're an insider as well?
Yeah, you have just added the title.
Are you a Glazer or are you a Shefty as far as your insiderness?
Well, I only have one phone, so that might be hurting me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now you have to have two phones, and you have to go on SportsCenter with two phones.
More of a John Clayton type.
Oh, Johnny Good Times with your ponytail.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Sometimes when I'm on my side of the man cave, my side of the glass, and then I'll walk to the other side, and I'm surprised when I'm not going over and it's mid-argument. Like, it happens all the time. I'll go over, and I'll just listen, and Paulie goes, yeah, we're discussing this. So I just went over there during the commercial break, and I went, what's the debate? Because I heard, is the second best quarterback Peyton Manning? Tom is number one. Is Peyton number two, McLovin?
Well, the question is, who's the second best quarterback of all time? Because Peyton Manning's going in this weekend, and Tom Brady will be there. We all think that Tom Brady has the GOAT title for at least 30 years now. So who's number two? Does Peyton get into that conversation?
No.
Is there a clear cut number two then? Is it Montana?
Well, Montana was number one for a long, long, long time. And I don't think somebody has done something that Peyton didn't do enough where you go, he's going to supplant Montana there. Now, we look at the overall stats where you're throwing for 500 touchdowns, you're throwing for 75,000 yards. If that's the case, then Drew Brees is better than Joe Montana. But those guys, you know, Troy Aikman was not about the statistics when he was with the Cowboys. Montana, I mean, guys didn't throw for 30 touchdowns in a year. That's why what Marino did in, 1984, he threw 48 touchdown passes. That's where people are going, he's doubling what some quality quarterbacks could do. But I don't know if you look at this and go, hey, statistically, Peyton or Drew Brees would be up there. I wouldn't put them above Aaron Rodgers. But I would have definitely Brady, and then I would have Joe Montana. Yeah, McLovin.
I've heard a good John Elway argument before. I've heard good, decent Dan Marino arguments. I feel like Montana is not as secure as Brady is the number one on that list. There's some people who think Elway had a greater career in his own weird way because he had to be like the whole team in a way.
Well, I agree with that, but he lost three Super Bowls. That was, and he didn't play well at all. His quarterback rating was under 60, I think. They won two, and that had to do with a great offensive line and Terrell Davis. But then you get credit for those Super Bowls. Elway, to me, is the best quarterback I ever saw. I just think he had everything. He was an athlete, had an elite arm. He improvised. He probably did more with less in teams going to the Super Bowl. They didn't have offensive players who were all pro players. They had a good defense. But, you know, Montana took advantage of what he had around him, which is what you want great players to do. He was great with a great team. You know, Marino, he didn't get it. He got close. But to me, of all the quarterbacks who played back then who would dominate now, Dan Marino would be the guy. Like, it would be embarrassingly great. How, like, if you just put a little bit of talent around him in today's rules with his quick release, Marino would, it'd be scary. And it was scary back then when he threw 48 touchdown passes. Because back then, he's thrown to Duper and Clayton, and they were deep threats. Nat Moore would be his guy over the middle. Jim Mandich, I think, was the tight end back then. But, you know, it was pretty incredible with, and maybe, no, Mandich may have been with Greasy. I may be, I'm trying to think who the tight end was back then. Was it Rose?
Joe Rose.
Joe Rose, yep. Does that sound right? Yeah.
Wasn't there like a Mickey Schuler? Am I making that name up?
It could. No, he played for the Jets out of Penn State.
I get those two teams, like the Freeman McNeil Jets. What about Mahomes is the most talented? Are you ready to look at him in that conversation yet?
Well, talent is different than best. Because I can look at Mahomes in the Super Bowl, and he hasn't been great in the Super Bowl. Now, they won one, lost one. Talent-wise, he has everything you would want in a quarterback. And he also has a quarterback or a head coach that is so beneficial to a quarterback. And he's got maybe the best tight end of all time, and he's got maybe, one of the most dangerous players of all time in Tyreek Hill. You throw that in, they bolster their line, and you expect him to be competing for more Super Bowls. But the number two, I would say it's still Montana. Because I don't know if somebody has done enough where they're going to knock him off that perch. Yeah, Paul.
Montana's Super Bowl stats, I got him at 12 touchdowns, no interceptions in 4 Super Bowls. Quarterback rating of 127.
Yeah. The fact that you don't throw an interception in the Super Bowl and you go 4 for 4. I mean, it's like Jordan going 6 for 6, but doing this in the NFL... a little bit tougher. And, you know, beating Elway. They did have 2 of those wins against my Cincinnati Bengals, but still, you won the Super Bowl. Yeah, McLovin.
One of those was really close.
No, too. Both of them were.
Yeah.
I mean, the one in Miami where John Taylor scores the touchdown, I mean, they had to come from behind to beat the Bengals. And even the game in Detroit. When they hosted the Super Bowl. That was a close game as well. You had the goal line stand with Dan Bunz, B-U-N-Z, with Charles Alexander got stopped, Pete Johnson.
That was a very good Super Bowl. That's a very underrated Super Bowl.
But that's when Archie Griffin fumbled the kickoff, I think, to start the second half. But I wonder what that would have meant for Kenny Anderson, the quarterback for the Bengals, if he won that game and beat Joe Montana. I wonder if Kenny Anderson would be in the Hall of Fame because I think it's that close. I really do. Yeah, McLovin.
Well, you got Fesenda in this weekend. He's getting honored. So, you know, you have power here.
No, Fesenda's next year.
Oh, okay. The Pete Rozelle Award is next year.
Yes, yes. But I would love to try to help, you know, in some way. Ken Riley, the Rattler, was a great defensive back for the Bengals. I would hope that they would give them another look. It's like, linemen. There are just certain linemen I just remember seeing. And, you know, Tony Boselli. I bring this up. I didn't even know Tony Boselli. I just thought he had a window where he was the best offensive lineman in football. But he got injured. But they've considered him. Jimbo Fisher, I campaigned for him. I met him one time. Now I've met him twice because he said thank you, but I don't want people to forget. And if you have, it's like John Fesenda. If you have a memory, if you have a thought, if it's still somebody you remember when they played, then great. Hopefully it's passed on in the Veterans Committee and, you know, the writers that they look at this and, or look at it again. And I really, really, really appreciate the Hall of Fame presenting John Fesenda. Like being open-minded just to say, you're right. Because I had tried the previous year and I got nowhere. And I said, we're writing a letter. and got in the hands of David Baker, who runs the Hall of Fame, and that's all I wanted. Just have a conversation. Because you put in the Sables, who started NFL Films. Well, make it complete. Put in the voice of NFL Films. And I was very, very satisfied that they did listen to that, and they presented it, and they decided that they were going to give him, being a contributor to the game. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, going back to Super Bowl 16, Niners-Bengals, it was 26-21. Your boy Ken Anderson, 300 yards, 2 touchdown passes, 2 picks, also ran for a touchdown. He out-dueled Joe Montana, stat-wise.
Yeah, that one's tough.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like Phil Sims, if Phil Sims wins the Super Bowl with the Giants against the Bills, Phil Sims is in the Hall of Fame. But yeah, Jeff Hostetler, who was in for Sims, who was injured. Like, it's that close sometimes. And it's not fair because it shouldn't come down to just, hey, did you win that game? Did you lose that game? I thought the Minnesota Vikings were unfairly labeled when they lost 4 Super Bowls. I thought the Buffalo Bills. Like, we won't see that happen. I mean, you still have to be great to go to 4 consecutive Super Bowls. I know you lost, but you still have to be great. And in the old days, you would have won the AFL title, and we would have looked at you differently because you'd be a winner because they didn't have the merger back then. But, you know, with quarterbacks, you win 2 as opposed to 1. I mean, that's huge. And Peyton didn't do much that, you know, championship in Denver, but he did. It's on his resume. You know, Drew Brees didn't get that next one. Aaron Rodgers still trying to get that next one. The difference between 1 and 2 on the all-time list, it feels like it's a lot bigger than you think. Yeah, Paul.
I'll throw out another name. If this guy had 1 Super Bowl win that he was responsible for, like where he had a good game, would he be in the Hall of Fame? Tony Romo.
No.
4 Pro Bowls, 35,000 yards, 248 touchdowns, only 117 picks. Real nice stats, not crazy Drew Brees stats.
I don't think he was ever the best quarterback in football. I don't think he was ever close to being the best quarterback in football. I think he was a great story, but, you know, maybe they'll put him in the Ring of Honor. By the way, Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson playing nice last night, and Jerry Jones had this to say about Jimmy.
Tex Ram, who started that Ring of Honor, said, Jerry, keep it kind of limited with people. But make sure it wasn't just about the plays they made. Make sure they contributed to the story of the franchise. Now, it's kind of hard to not recognize this contribution to the story of the franchise.
No doubt. So are we making an announcement here?
Well, we can be if we can. I don't know how we're going to upstage.
No, yeah, you can.
Go ahead. Make the announcement.
That, but we'll be in the Ring of Honor.
There we go.
Jerry, right.
We
go.
Love it. Yeah. You heard it here.
I will be there.
While I'm alive? Are you going to be able to make it through this Hall of Fame ceremony?
All right. Everybody playing nice that it took this long to put Jimmy in the Ring of Honor and the fact that he's going to get in and he's going to be alive when he does it as opposed to posthumously. But, yeah, that feels like that's a 30 for 30. You know, there was a 30 for 30 on the 2 Bills, Belichick and Parcells, and that was awkward. Really awkward. But Jimmy and Jerry, if you could get them to really talk about it, that 30 for 30, I think, would be really, really spicy. Yep, Seton?
I love how Jerry Jones is like, it's impossible to ignore his contributions to the team, to the franchise. Like, you've been ignoring him for 30 years.
Pulled it off for 3 decades.
For 30 years, you're like, who? Jimmy who? I did this.
Jimmy's a leader, and it's really hard to be somebody who you can't ignore what Jimmy did, but Jerry, you did ignore it. Yes, I did, but I was being petty. Yes, Paulie.
Don't you guys hate it when a coach gets fired and the release is always like, we'd like to thank Jim whatever for all his contributions to the franchise. He's been nothing but great for us. He'll be nothing but a success in the future. If he's so great, why are you letting him go? Yeah. I hate that. Blow off.
Well, I don't know if you could have a press release to say, man, this guy was horrible. He was overrated.
Let's do that.
What were we thinking? Like that. I know that we're in this era now where we're complete transparency at press conferences. That would be interesting if you fire somebody to say, this guy had no clue. This guy should be an assistant coach. Yes, Todd?
But when you say he's a hot commodity, I'm sure he'll have many suitors and he'll get another job right away. It's like, it sounds kind of ridiculous.
Phone calls are coming up, and so is our play of the day. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Two, three,
four. Oh my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Brother, let's go!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
3-2, and Wade swings, and he drives one into right field, a base hit. Crawford scores. Duggar is on his way home. The third is Slater. He'll be stopped there. Lamont Wade ties the game at 4.
Giants came into the ninth inning down 4-0. They won it on a Chris Bryant double in the 10th. First time the Giants had won a game where they had zero runs, trailed by at least four in the ninth inning since 1941. That's courtesy of KNBR, the Giants radio network. Play of the day brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. John Facenda will be honored this weekend. My bad. I had not heard anything about this of, you know, what role, you know, his induction is going to play. But I think when you win the Pete Rozelle Award, that you don't get a chance to give a speech.
Right. That's my understanding. They were talking last night, Steve Sable's going in this year. So they grouped them together and say and talked about NFL Films' impact, like in the third quarter for like a minute and a half.
Okay.
And then they said the same thing we said yesterday's show, like a lot of people became fans because of Steve Sable and John Facenda.
Oh yeah. The impact, it's immeasurable in what it meant to you before we had cable, before we had, you know, the red zone, before we had every game available to us, that you were really beholden to NFL Films to show you something that you had not seen. Or there would be, like this week in baseball with Mel Allen was really important too growing up, because you got to see and hear from different players, different teams that you didn't normally have access to. And I just remember Mel Allen doing This Week in Baseball was in appointment viewing on Saturdays. Yeah, Pauline.
If you look at NFL Films, though, and when the invention of the VCR was big for them, because they started making tapes. So in the early 80s, video stores would have NFL Films, Greatest Games, Football Follies, and stuff like that. And then Sports Illustrated started packaging them and sending them out. So I remember when I was a little kid, I would learn about guys like Fred Biletnikoff from the Raiders. I missed his window, but then I'd see him. Or like Paul Kraus with the Minnesota Vikings. But that's the only way to learn about those guys.
We'll get some phone calls here. We'll settle on the poll question, McLovin.
I actually put up, without your permission, the second best quarterback poll question. And I took NFL.com's list.
Okay.
It's Montana, Elway, Peyton Manning, who's number three on their list, actually, Dan Marino, and Johnny Unitas, or is that too old school?
Different era.
Yeah.
But Johnny Unitas probably had more of an impact on quarterbacks than any other quarterback in history. I mean, he created the two-minute drill. I think what Johnny U did, he was ahead of his time. He would have been, you know, a modern-day quarterback. He would have flourished. You know, you look at Bob Greasy or Bart Starr, you know, they were field generals. They wouldn't have been, you know, I don't know how successful they would be in today's NFL. Roger Staubach is the guy I would love to have seen with his talents, see what he would do in today's NFL. Because he was so athletic, and, you know, to become a Hall of Famer, I don't think he got to the NFL until he was 28. And Roger was a magical quarterback. His athleticism, and you put it in today's offenses, that would be a lot of fun. Yeah, McLovin.
Paul asked why Drew Brees wasn't on the list. Should I put him on there?
If you want.
Indoors, modern era.
I don't think anybody looks at him as the second best quarterback of all time. I think he's maybe a top 10 quarterback of all time. I think that's fair. They don't have Aaron Rodgers on there as the second best quarterback.
No, they didn't have Aaron Rodgers. Is like, I think, 10 on this list.
Okay.
This is from 2020, so it was a year ago.
Okay, yeah, Paul.
But McLovin, you said the argument would be indoors, modern era. Peyton Manning, indoors, modern era. True. Drew Brees' stats are as good or better, mostly better, than Peyton Manning's.
The line is 2004. That's when numbers started going insane. And Peyton took advantage of that for sure.
And also, you know, the impact that he had on the quarterbacking position is also rivals Johnny Unitas, because Peyton became an offensive coordinator and a quarterback at the line of scrimmage. To go to the line of scrimmage and survey the defense and then call your play. I mean, we had not seen that before. Yeah, Seton.
It feels like that list, it starts getting more murky in like 3, 4, 5, right? If you were going to say the top 5, 1 and 2 seem to be set. There seems to be a lot more sort of jostling in the 3, 4, 5 era where you would have, say, Elway, Marino, Manning.
I would have Elway 3. I mean, if you want to have, I could have him 2 on that list. But Montana won 4 Super Bowls, 12 touchdowns, no interceptions. Elway did more with less, but you know, I have no problem if you want to put Joe in there.
Let's move it to the number 3 quarterback. And if anyone else, other show has that, Paul, who's the third best quarterback of all time? You never hear that debate.
Terry in New York. Terry, what's on your mind today?
How you doing today, Dan?
Good, sir.
Good. I got to say it's Joe Montana, man. I agree with you. Let me tell you something. I hated Joe Montana when he played for the Niners because, you know, I'm a Giants fan to the bone, so I hated Montana. I didn't appreciate him until he went to the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, Joe Montana, man, you got to realize, and I was surprised you didn't mention it, this guy, the game's on the line with Cincinnati. The team all hyped up. Everybody hyped. They worried about losing. And Joe Montana says, hey, look at John Candy in the crowd. And he throws a touchdown to win the damn game, Dan.
Oh, I know. No, I remember. I know. I was there. He's getting upset. It's okay. I mean, if you're upset, we'll take your calls. But, I know the story quite well.
Come on, Dan.
I love that. I love that call.
Yeah. Oh, look who's reporting what I reported. Adam Schefter, Paris Saint-Germain, has made contact with Lionel Messi over a potential move. PSG reached out to Messi on Thursday following the unexpected announcement from Barca that he would not be signing a new deal with them.
Insider.
Stay in your lane, Shefty. Stay in the lane. All right? Everybody wants to be an insider. Let's see. Phil in Indiana. Hi, Phil. Good to have you back.
Dan, it's always my pleasure, buddy. Two things real quick. I used to love Kenny Anderson's stats. He was always like 28 of 30 for 140 yards. He didn't throw it downfield a lot, Dan, but he was pretty accurate. I did want to get your thoughts. You know, Montana was kind of Brady before Brady when you think about it, Dan. He was kind of a mid to, you know, higher round draft pick, and then just solid. Not a great athlete, not a strong arm, but just solid winner. And I thought he was kind of Brady before Brady. Wanted to get your thoughts. Have a great weekend, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Thank you, Phil. Yeah, Brady grew up idolizing Montana. And what you saw with Montana, I mean, was he helped out because he had Bill Walsh? Absolutely. And George Seifert. And they had great players. And they drafted well. They didn't know what they had with Jerry with coming out of Mississippi Valley. But they drafted him high in the first round. You know, Tom Rathman, Roger Craig, they just made it work. They had a system, and they found the right players for that system. You want to have Joe as the second greatest of all time? I'm fine. You want to put in Elway? Go ahead. Aaron Rodgers? Go ahead. I'm okay. It's Friday. It's a meat Friday. I'm not fighting with anybody today. I'm good. I am good. Yes, McLeod.
Brett Favre? Is there a line? Where do you know?
Favre is in the top 10, I guess.
Three MVPs.
Yeah. Yeah. Favre was special. He drove me crazy, but he was special. There's no one like him. Like you can't have that kind of quarterback. Jameis Winston wants to be Brett Favre. He just doesn't have the talent to do it. And you're not going to have that freedom anymore. Favre told me one time that if there was double coverage, he loved degree of difficulty. Like, he got to the point where it's like, I can throw it to that guy. Oh, maybe I could squeeze it in there, double coverage. Sal Palantonio will join us after a sit-down conversation with Ben Roethlisberger and Vince Carter. One more item. We close out hour one. It's M-Drive Boost and Burn. What's it boost? Your energy. What's it burn? Fat. M-Drive, everyday supplement for driven guys like me and you who want to maintain our edge and keep up with the younger guys. Packed with clinically tested ingredients to help you fight back against aging. M-Drive supports healthy testosterone levels while helping you shed pounds and maintain lean muscle. Extra vitamins and nutrients boost your energy and strength so you can stay at the top of your game. You can find M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop, or what I do, go to mdrivedan.com. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. I've been using M-Drive, and you can hear it in my voice. You can see it in my lean, muscular body that the Danettes rave about on a daily basis, semi-daily basis. The community of driven guys who refuse to let age slow them down, go to mdrivedan.com. Try it for yourself. Don't let age beat you. Refine your prime with M-Drive.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.